Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. St. Matthias is this church's patron saint, whose feast day was on February 24th. And this year, we were able to transfer the feast of St. Matthias to a Sunday because the day didn't fall in Lent. Why does not being in Lent make any difference? It makes a difference because it's against these rules, which the church has had for a long time. All Sundays of the year are feast days of our Lord Jesus Christ. Only principal feasts such as these take precedence of a Sunday: Christmas, Easter, the day of Pentecost, or Trinity Sunday, to name a few. The feast of the dedication of a church and the feast of its patron may be observed on or transferred to a Sunday, except in the seasons of Advent, Lent, and Easter. As Christians, we are called to follow Jesus' rules, which means we are to pattern our lives after Jesus Christ, as it is shown to us through Holy Scripture, and as we are strengthened and led by the Holy Spirit. And recognized saints such as St. Matthias, Absalom Jones, and Hilda the Abbess of Whitby give us examples of how to live a Christ-filled life. Unfortunately, we tend not to know much about those saints, which is the case of our patron saint, the Apostle Matthias. What we do know about him is that he became an apostle during a time of great change caused by Judas's betrayal of his friend Jesus. For most people, change is an ugly word. Whereas other people embrace and even get excited about and enjoy change. But no matter how you feel about change, it's going to happen. Change may happen because of bad things: a life-altering disease, family dysfunction, or financial hardship. Or change may happen because of good things: an unexpected healing, forgiveness within a family even though all hope of reconciliation seemed lost, or a financial blessing when least expected and most needed. Today's lesson from the Acts of the Apostles is about change: after tragedy, after joy, and after loss. Tragedy because Jesus was murdered, because his friend Judas, one of the 12 original apostles, betrayed him. Joy because Jesus is risen from the dead. And loss because Jesus Christ ascended into heaven. Those emotion-filled changes led the disciples to fill the void Judas left and make Jesus' 12 apostles complete once more. For Judas's position of overseer and apostle, they vetted two disciples from Jesus' original 70, Barsabbas and Matthias. They were chosen because they had been with them from the beginning. They were there when John baptized Jesus, they were witness to the resurrection, and when Jesus was taken up from them. But which one of these equally capable and qualified men were they to choose? Which one would Jesus have chosen? To help them choose wisely as Jesus would have chosen, they prayed, "Lord, you know what everyone is like. Show us the one you have chosen to be an apostle and to serve in place of Judas, who got what he deserved." And then, according to Jewish custom, they cast lots, they drew straws, or they pulled pebbles out of an urn to see whom God has chosen. Perhaps next year we could use that method to choose the next three vestry members. By lot, God chose Matthias, which means gift of Yahweh. But other than that and what we heard today from the Acts of the Apostles, we know very little about our patron saint. Luckily for St. Matthias, history has been kind because there doesn't seem to be any bizarre legends attributed to him. Only positive ones, even if they contradict each other. Nicephorus tells us that Matthias first preached the gospel in Judea, then in Ethiopia, and was crucified. While the synopsis of Dorothea says, Matthias preached the gospel to barbarians and cannibals in the interior of Ethiopia, at the harbor of the Sea of Hissus, at the mouth of the river Phasis, he died at Sebastopolis and was buried there near the Temple of the Sun. And Clement of Alexandria says that Matthias, like all the other apostles, was not chosen by Jesus for what he already was, but for what Jesus foresaw he would become, a gift from God. Matthias was not chosen by Jesus for what he already was, but for what Jesus foresaw he would become, a gift from God. St. Matthias was God's chosen gift to the church so that the gospel of Jesus Christ would continue as a beacon of God's grace, peace, and forgiveness to a sinful, brutal, and selfish world. When chosen, he could have refused and said, I am not worthy or I am not qualified. And he would have been correct. But it is not by our own power that he nor we accomplish anything, but only with God's help through Jesus Christ, who leads us from being unworthy to being worthy, which is something God seems to do very well. God takes us as he took Matthias, unworthy and quite possibly full of failures, problems, insecurities, sins, and unfaithfulness. And God redeems us like he redeemed Matthias and makes us worthy in Jesus' name. The world is filled with unworthy people whom Jesus died for, whom Jesus was raised from the dead for, and whom Jesus gave the Holy Spirit for. And it's not that they nor we deserve the sacrifice Jesus made on our behalf, because we don't deserve it. And that's what makes God's love for us, as seen in Jesus Christ and his apostle Matthias, a gift. When we embrace that fact that we as individuals and corporately as the body of Christ called St. Matthias Church are God's gift to our communities, great things will happen in Christ's name. What if each and every one of us who are unworthy and yet still loved by God were to ask this question every day of Lent, which starts on Wednesday. Jesus, who do you want me to become? So I can be like Matthias and be transformed into a gift of God to those I meet in my community. Jesus, who do you want me to become? So I can be like Matthias and be transformed into a gift of God to those I meet in my community. Let us pray. We pray and ask your goodness, O lover of humanity. Be mindful, O Lord, of this your congregation and bless it. Make it wholly yours, undivided and zealous for good, that all may accomplish your holy will, wherein lies our happiness. Make our union be one of prayer and sincerity, of prosperity and grace. Grant this blessing, O Lord, to us, your servants, and to those who come after us. Amen. Amen. We'll now have a moment.